Now, we had those two raids on journalists. There's been an uproar in the media, of course. I'm not sure that the public is in sync with many of the people in journalism. On Wednesday, we had the raid on the ABC offices in regards to a story about Afghanistan and potential war crimes in Afghanistan. The day before, there was a raid on Annika Smethurst's home. She's a News Corp journalist, and there's a lot's been made about them going through her underwear drawers and so on. Look, to be quite honest, I mean, it'd be terrible to answer a knock on the door and have anyone, the police or the AFP, there and wanting to come through, go through all your digital, download your phones and your computers and go through your drawers. It would be a horror thing to happen to you.
Nightmare.
Now, we've had a lot of emails on it this morning, and I just got one from one of our listeners, Ross, and I'll just give you a bit of what Ross had to say, and I think it may be fairly well in sync with a lot of what other listeners are saying as well. He says, I believe the media are demonstrating an enormous degree of self-importance. In fact, unless I'm in my own fantasy land, I would consider the AFP are investigating the criminal release of government security information from the public service or similar group. All employees and contractors sign the Official Secrets Act. If a person is so disgusted about the practices and policies of a government, then they should not work for them in the first instance. I think a lot of our listeners are more or less saying that. Going to have a chat to Chris Merritt. Chris is, of course, the legal affairs editor of The Australian, and he's on the line. Good morning, Chris.
Morning.
Morning, Chris.
Okay, so what is your take on this? Because as far as I see it, we just started off this way. Obviously, we have to have laws. We have to protect secrets. A government cannot run without secrets. But we need to make sure that it's all being conducted properly. There's been no corruption here. There's no heavy-handedness. So what's your take on it all, Chris?
Look, everything that you've just said and the views of listeners is completely correct. There is a place for secrets when it comes to government, particularly national security matters. That's a given. That should be the starting point of this entire debate. However, let's get to the substance of this issue. It's not about protecting journalists. And the raids this week have simply focused attention on an underlying issue. And the underlying issue, if you think about it, why did these raids take place? They took place because a reporter told the community that government authorities were considering secretly electronically spying on all Australians, on their emails, on their text messages, on all forms of electronic communication. That was being considered. The other raid, the ABC raid, was about allegations of unlawful killings by Australian forces in Afghanistan. Now, you don't have to agree with the rights and wrongs of that, but the community needed to be informed that that allegation had been made. That's completely legitimate. The disclosure of both those things did not endanger national security at all. All it did was cause a little bit of embarrassment, probably a great deal of embarrassment. There's some very powerful people.
All right, can I just make a point there, if you don't mind, Chris, particularly about the Annika Smethurst one? Peter Credlin said this morning that it sounded horrific when you first heard it, about they were considering the idea of spying on Australians without, court orders and lowering the bar and so on. They tell us, or Peter Credlin said today, that they looked at the idea, said no, canned it, and it was put in the dustbin, and then that was leaked to the media. And the point that Peter made was that governments should be able to talk about all sorts of things, bring up all sorts of ideas. Some get knocked down and some go through. If we're going to have people leaking this information that's been rejected, they will be hesitant about bringing up new ideas because it may be leaked.
I really hope all government agencies are extremely hesitant about bringing up ideas such as spying on Australians without cause.
No, but you get the point of what I'm saying. It's not particularly that one. It's about any idea that might be a bit different to normal and it gets knocked down. That's, when you have a meeting, when you brainstorm things in any business, you have a meeting, brainstorm ideas. A lot of ideas later sound quite silly and they were pushed to one side.
Look, the point here is, let's start at the beginning. National security secrets need to be protected. Neither of these issues went to national security at all. What this issue is all about is the misuse and overuse of security classifications. Once a top secret stamp goes on these issues, it effectively triggers the Crimes Act. When you get a public servant, in both these cases, it looks like a reasonable public servant has looked at this and said, these top secret security classifications are ridiculous. These matters don't go to national security. They go to protecting politicians and government bureaucrats from embarrassment.
Yeah, but Chris,
That's the only reason those things were classified.
Yeah, but Chris, who has the right to say that, make that decision? You're saying that a reasonable public servant can decide this shouldn't be a secret, so therefore I'll leak it. You can't run a government like that. Maybe they need to change the rules, change the laws, make adjustments to it. But you can't have a government running, any government running, if people, public servants or people, can come along at their will and decide, oh, this is not good, I better tell the media.
I agree. What this issue shows is that the classification system is being abused and used far more extensively than it should be. The way, and that has brought the whole system, it puts the entire system at risk, because when you've got marginal matters that are nevertheless classified as government top secret and national security material, when it on its face clearly is not.
So are you saying? Sorry to keep butting in. Are you saying that they should change the rules about what they can declare as national security? Is that what you're saying?
No. In my view, the way to reinforce the system would be to have, for example, a broader role for the National Security Legislation Monitor, the independent National Security Legislation Monitor. That's a statutory position which is there to assess the effect of national security laws.
Yeah, would that mean in the real world, I'm just trying to get an example, is government has some issue and they say we will make this top security, and you'd have some independent monitor look at it and say, no, that shouldn't be kept secret. How does that work?
At the moment, they don't go through, as I understand it, they don't go through individual cases and individual documents and say, well, this should be classified, this should not. It's entire categories of material that are simply rubber-stamped national security. A far more rational approach would be to look at the individual specifics of individual cases and make a decision on the facts, rather than some public servant saying, well, this falls into this category, and it might be a very marginal matter, and it triggers the Crimes Act.
Chris, Anthony Albanese and Christine Keneally would give us the impression that the government is behind all of this, and yet the Prime Minister has denied any knowledge of it, and so have the rest of his people. So what do you think?
I think it strains credibility that the government would be able to manipulate raids on the media. It also strains credibility that the AFP would allow itself to be subject to such politicised direction. So I don't think that holds water, and I think it's a straw man argument. The real point here is about the law and the system of classifying national security.
Yeah.
It clearly needs reform, and it clearly needs a little bit more rigour in order to ensure that the community has confidence in the way the government handles government.
All right, take on board everything you said then, and there's a lot of merit to it, no pun intended, of course, Chris. But I think Christina Keneally and the Labor side have tried to politicise it, so let's push that to one side. I think their comments were rather silly, actually, trying to politicise it. But some of the news reports in the newspapers have virtually got journalists in jail. Nobody's been arrested. Nobody's, it looks like going to jail. It's an awful thing to have your home searched and so on. So I think some of the response perhaps by the media has been over the top, and the public see that and they think, oh, my goodness, it's just journalists talking about journalists. I don't think they're doing the case real good themselves.
I agree with you. I think the issue about the horrific nature of a journalist being having their home invaded for 7 hours by police, having her underwear drawer scrutinised by police, it's horrific. It's nowhere near as horrific, however, as the misuse of government secrecy, and that's the issue. That's what needs to be addressed.
All right. So where do we go from here? We need some sort of look. You're saying we need some sort of look at what's considered to be a national secret, and some sort of what you're saying, some sort of independent figure that would decide what was a national secret and what wasn't.
We've already got the both sides of politics have already agreed that national security legislation needs to be reviewed regularly by an independent monitor. And usually what you get is a very senior silk or retired judge who looks at these things behind closed doors and issues a public report.
Yeah.
They're familiar with the process. It's a very small step to expand that role to looking at the classification system. It just needs to be more rigorous.
Ooh. Excellent. Thank you for your time, Chris.
Thank you, as usual.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Okay. Chris Merritt, Legal Affairs Editor of The Australian. Mm-hmm. And as I say, I think there's been a lot of overreaction from people in the media. They've almost got journalists in jail. I think Chris had some fairly good points to make in there about what is and what isn't a national secret. And I will bet you both sides of politics, Labor and the Coalition, there are a lot of things they would like to be kept secret because it's downright embarrassing. But maybe we do need better oversight, or maybe they do need to change the laws and so on. But I think if we can cut down the hysteria and start looking at it, it might be a better idea.